Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story called Beneath. The story is written by Corey Dorfeld, and it's read today by Mommy and
Kiko.
Kiko?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Finn was in a terrible mood. Grandpa wanted to talk.
Why did you say terrible when it's horrible?
Good point. Finn was in a horrible mood. Grandpa wanted to talk about it. Finn did not.
No, you won't understand.
What if we just go for a walk?
Grandpa asked.
Please?
Finn let out a long sigh.
Fine, but I'm staying under here.
And Finn is wrapped up in a big soft quilt, a blankie. And he's going to walk around in the blankie. That's funny.
Don't worry, said Grandpa. I think I'll remember what's beneath.
Grandpa headed for the forest.
It's just like when I look at the trees and I remember there are parts that I can't see. Because beneath what's growing up above is what's growing deep below.
And we can see them walking through the
school.
We can see them walking through the forest. And all the autumn leaves are on the ground, and it looks so beautiful. But under the ground, we can see that there are roots digging deep,
and
deep.
Rocks and bones and squirrels.
A lot
of rocks. And too much dirt for the world.
There's a lot of dirt.
The world is made out of dirt.
Yeah. Yep.
Why is the world made out of dirt?
Because.
And not rock.
It would be a lot easier to be made out of dirt than it would be to be made out of candy.
Well, you know, I could just stick my face into the ground and eat all Flappy Taffy.
Yeah, we'd do nothing but eat, though, if we did. If the world was made out of candy. Okay, moving on.
Or there. Grandpa pointed. See that boat just sitting out on the water?
Finn shrugged.
Sometimes beneath what looks perfectly still, so much can be swirling around.
And that's true too. When you look at the lake, it looks like it's still water, but underneath, the fish are swimming.
Trying to guess what's beneath can be easy.
Grandpa whispered.
I think she's going to be a mom.
Because who is he seeing?
A bird in a nest.
Yep.
And he thinks there are eggs under her.
Yeah, he thinks there's eggs under her.
Other times, what's beneath is a mystery. I'm not sure what it's digging for.
And in the picture, we see a fox digging through the leaves and the dirt. Because... Is that what the fox says?
That's what the fox says.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes. So... We're just going to move on. Underneath this fox, we can see tunnels with chipmunks and squirrels and frogs and mice all living underneath it. Those animals go down there for the winter, don't they? Keep their stuff stored.
Beneath something solid can be something hollow.
Yep, like a hollow tree. Where there are some baby raccoons Because the
owls are sitting there?
Mm-hmm. Because the woodpecker did their job.
And there's a spider?
Mm-hmm. And little worms for the woodpecker?
Mm-hmm.
Beneath what's falling apart can be what's just starting to form.
So in the next picture, we can see they're walking through the forest and there are decaying, dying leaves, right, that have fallen out of the tree. And from those leaves that have fallen are sprouting new trees that are growing up tall.
Beneath what's happening on the outside is what's happening on the inside of plants and animals.
And people? Finn wanted to know. Yes. Because in this picture we can see there are people walking along. And they see Finn and Finn's grandpa. And
they wave.
And the lady, she's got a baby inside of her, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All curled up and growing.
Of course, Grandpa answered. Everyone is more than what you see. Beneath appearances are experiences. Beneath actions are explanations. Beneath what's different is what's the same.
And then this one we see. Beneath actions are explanations. What do you think that means? In the picture, we can see this little kid is crying and his dad is offering him an apple. I think the kid will calm down because I think the kid is hungry. We can see his tummy's empty,
mm-hmm.
Right?
There's a lady walking her dog,
mm-hmm.
And under her shirt is a medal.
Yeah, because she...
And there are two people who are kind of singing along and dancing to music. And you can kind of see in their heads there's like music playing.
It's the same song too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
Grandpa paused.
Beneath someone who looks like they won't understand... is someone who knows exactly how you feel.
My goodness. In this picture, we can see deep within Grandpa and deep within Finn is the same broken heart. So whatever it is that's upsetting Finn is also upsetting Grandpa. Grandpa turned toward home. Finn wanted to keep walking.
Please.
Together they climbed to the top of the hill.
Wow,
said Grandpa.
Just look at all those stars.
Finn looked up at the sky and smiled.
Don't worry.
I'll remember to think of what's beneath. And what is beneath?
A full heart.
Yeah, both Grandpa and Finn have happy hearts now that are full. Because, you know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, there's somebody out there who understands it and will love you and be with you through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, my friends, is...
The end.